and welcome to a show where I still don't know what happened to my co-host, Kenny Walls. And it would normally be at this time that I would say, this is Logan Kraft, and the most angelic voice to ever grace this earth would come across and say, and Campfire Kenny Walls. But he's just, something has happened to him. We're still searching as far as, you know, legal means can handle. It's kind of hard. I've been stuck at home, of course, since Christmas Eve. But most of the time when a murder happens, there is a connection that gets made. Well, there really hasn't been one yet. So I thought, who knows more about connections than anyone else? And not only just normal connections, cryptic connections, if you will. Maybe a cryptid connection. In my process of finding the next to replace, God bless his soul, Campfire Kenny Walls, I've brought on Stephen James of Cryptic Connection. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Logan. And I do have a lead.
You have a lead. Would you like to inform me? I mean, it's been a very hard 2 weeks. Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Where'd you go?
Here. Hello?
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Damn it. That was funny.
What'd you do?
I didn't do shit. That was your internet. It had to have been your internet. Because I heard you the whole time. And you did not respond to what I said. Gone is the magic.
Well, say it again.
I said I had a lead on what happened to Campfire Kenny. It's come through the grapevine. Campfire Kenny made the dubious decision to answer a personal ad without realizing it was actually the Chupacabra. And so he's out now getting molested by the Chupacabra. And that's why we haven't seen him for a while.
So what you're telling me is that Campfire Kenny has been molested.
No, is. It's been going on this whole time.
Wait, so is he still alive?
At this current time, I believe he is. But it is Chupacabra, you know. There may be some necrophilia going on, too. So we just don't know.
I have actually, I don't want to call him a friend. I know a man that is running for King of the Cryptids that, in fact, is friends. He has, from what I was told, taught the Chupacabra the meaning of love. Maybe he did not specify what kind of love the Chupacabra needed to participate in, but nonetheless, if you can guarantee me that the Chupacabra has some part in the disappearance and or murder and or sodomization of Kenny, I need you to let me know.
Oh, I'll let you know as soon as I get confirmation.
Now, I'm trying. It's really been hard, like I said. I'm trying to get, you know, my mind over the whole disappearance of Kenny thing. And it's really hard to run a show that I spent 8.5 whole episodes with this man making. And first off, we all know that you're here to, this is your recorded application for becoming the new co-host on LVK.
Actually, we had no idea about that, but okay.
Well, obviously, minus 5 points for not being able to read. Hopefully, you make a better score, let me put it like that, than the last person that came and put an application in. Now, the scorecard totals 10 points. That is your maximum score. The last person who came on and applied, they left with a score of -98. Now, you've already got minus 5 points, so you're at a five.
I'm at a five.
Now we're going to have to subtract 4 more points.
Oh, why is that?
Because LVS just does not have the same ring as LVK.
Oh, damn.
You know, so I'm going to have to come up with a new show name. And I don't have that strength. Preferably, you know, if I could find another co-host that's name starts with a K, we would be gold. Now, I'm going to have to put you through the same rigorous audition process as I did the last guest. So we're going to start with a very easy question. And I'm sure most people know the answer to this question. If you had to eat fish from anywhere made by anyone, who would it be? And why is it Jeff Stewart?
Actually, that wasn't going to be my answer.
You've already failed, minus 1 point.
I'm sorry.
We're going to move on. Please, give us a rundown of just why you believe you could be the next co-host on this show.
Well, somebody needs to give you some credibility.
That's a point.
Wait, is that a positive or a negative point?
You'll find out later. Keep going.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you need some gravitas added to your show.
That's minus a point because Kenny never used big words like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put it a different way. Someone's got to make you look good.
That is true. Kenny always was the face of this partnership, you know. If I slapped his picture on anything, it instantly sold, you know. And that's just something that you're going to have to learn to work with, you know. Kenny had that cowboy look to him that everybody loved. And as we know, that this is a podcast by Texans for Texans, and preferably my co-host needs to be a native Texan. Can you enlighten me on what your state citizenship has been like?
I am a native Texan. I was born just outside of Galveston.
Well, you're already doing a lot better than the last person. The last person used the only word I've ever considered a no-no word on this show.
What was that?
I can't even say it. That's how bad it was. It's a Texoman. Texoman.
Texoman.
That word. Oh, don't say it. That's a bad word.
No, this is just bringing up a definite image, you know, of giving birth right on the state line. I mean, I'm wondering how that's possible. I mean, did mom just squat?
What happens if you have a baby on the four corners?
I think they would rule it by where was the majority of the baby. Which corner had the highest percentage of baby? That's how it would be.
The highest percentage of baby.
Yes.
What if the baby comes out standing up with the 1 foot in the middle, like right in the middle of all the corners?
So what you're arguing is that the baby is proportionately equal into all four?
Yes.
At that point, someone comes out with a broadsword. The baby is cleaved into four, and one is buried in each state.
You know, honestly, that is the only answer that I would accept. So that's plus 6 points. you are now at what I believe to be 7 on my scorecard. Now, another question that was asked of all who have auditioned. You go down a road diverged by a yellow wood. Which path do you take?
I go down a road diverged by a yellow wood?
Yes.
which path do I take?
That is what I said, yes.
Probably the one that's going to that strip bar down around the corner.
Well, both paths end at strip clubs, but which one are you
going
to?
Well, if they both end at the bar and strip club, in that case, surely I'm going to take the one that requires the least effort from my ass. So I'll take the wide, broad one.
Nice and smooth. That is the correct answer. As it was once stated, it's better to hire a lazy person for a job because they'll find the easiest way to address the problem. And I appreciate that in a worker, someone who gets the job done as easy as possible. You are now at a perfect 10 out of 10 on the scorecard, but seeing as how we are only 12 minutes into the recording, we still have about, I want to say 48 more to go.
Throw them at me, baby.
Now, if I were going to church on Saturday and I was going to wake up on Sunday and go to a movie, what shoes would I wear?
Flip-flops.
Wrong. Vans. Off the wall. Next question. Oh. If you were a fish and you were going to go to the fish store and purchase sushi, what kind of sushi would you get?
Philadelphia.
Seeing as how I don't like sushi, I don't know what that answer is, but that really makes me call into question your Texan citizenship.
No. The reason why I say that is because I hate sushi, but my daughter loves sushi. And so I have had discussions with her about this, about why she chooses what sushi roll she does, because they're actually, we say sushi, but it's a roll. It's a sushi roll. And, this particular one she has, that's usually called the Philadelphian. It's just got avocado, salmon, and cream cheese in it. And then it's rolled up in the rice. And so to me and my infamous reputation with seafood, I think that one is probably the least offensive that I could have.
Now, was your daughter born in Texas?
Yes, she was.
Why is she eating sushi?
Bad taste.
That is the correct answer. Now, I want you to know, the second my child comes out of the womb, I'm going to have a medium rare T-bone steak waiting for it on a plate. I will myself cut it up and present it to the child. If the child turns it down, he was not ready for this world.
That's a lot of assumptions. You're assuming it's a he.
I will expect no less.
Your testicles only make one certain kind of sperm, huh?
Yep, and it'll shoot a hole through a wall if I'm not careful. Now, what are your other qualifications for co-hosting a podcast on the grandeur and stage of Logan versus Kenny?
Everybody hates me.
See, that's not going to work out because everybody they already don't like me. Kenny honestly was the glue that held together our already sinking ship. Therefore, if we both come down to the point where we cannot be liked by anybody.
No. There is a whole multitude of people out there that we haven't outreached yet.
Trust You're right. Me,
they're out there. We have to think much, much larger than just this itty bitty little tiny island of nut jobs that is the Texas cryptid community. We have to expand our horizons.
Now, that is actually a good idea. I have thought about this. What if we find a way to infiltrate the senile senior market?
There's potential.
Because if they're senile, if they have Alzheimer's, they'll just watch the same episode over and over and over. And you got to remember, all we want is views, you know.
You got so that right.
If we have views and views and views, it doesn't matter who they're by. Miss Old Miss Joy sitting in her chair with her little dollar store earbuds in, just a smiling away as she listens to episode 6 of LVK. There's just something beautiful about that to me.
There is.
Now, as a potential co-host for this new show, do you have any moral objections to targeting the senile senior market?
I have no morals.
That means you have actually broken the scorecard and have you're now at 11 out of 10. Now, we are going to take a minute and do exactly what this show is supposed to be about. This is the part where you have to show me that you yourself are able to lead into further topics. Now, normally, we don't have topics on this show. We might have some kind of outline about a week before we make the show, but by then we have forgot about it. You need to be able to, on the spot, come up with something that we can talk about for the next around 30 minutes. And start. Time is ticking.
Time is ticking here.
You are now down to an 8 on your scorecard.
Oh, it's going down then. Toad felching.
Now, explain to me what that last word is.
Toad felching. It's where perverts in the woods go out and they stuff toads up their ass.
Is that an actual thing?
I have heard rumor that it is.
Now,
But that rumor came from Mr. Logan Croft. So I don't know.
You know, that sick son of a bitch. He probably did do that then. You know? Ever since the whole McDonald's accident he had in the bathroom stall, you know, I don't know.
He's been a little bit fascinated with the posterior regions. He loves his ass.
Now, you said toad felching?
Yes.
I'm now actually concerned. You are back up to a scorecard of 10 because I am now interested in this topic.
Think about it. Especially if it's the right kind of toad. You know, the kind that if you lick, you might see funny things. You know, this thing has got Richard Gere written all over it.
I have looked up toad felching on Google and have got 0 results. And
is this good or bad?
It's a mixture of both. I had faith that this was an actual topic. And
I was
excited for it.
You know, I just came up with something. You asked for something off the top of my head. And
but that's good. That's why you got points for it. So congratulations.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, you say that you have a daughter, which leads me to presume that you have a wife. And, you know, do you have any more children at
yes.
all?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, because this was an issue with the last person who auditioned. Does that child have a tendency to purvey violence or violent tendencies?
Oh, yes.
So what you're telling me is there is a chance that your child killed Campfire Kenny Walls.
It is highly likely.
Now, if you could go ahead and send your child into a local police station, I am going to instruct them to ask a very, very lengthy list of questions that could prove what happened to my co-host, Campfire Kenny Walls.
Why would you go to the trouble?
Because we are going to find who murdered Campfire Kenny Walls.
I just think you should be interviewing the witness yourself.
Can you ship your son by mail to my house?
Gladly.
While we're on this topic, you know, the Clintons are really good at it, but how does one ship a small child?
You know, actually,
they don't fit in envelopes.
No, no. I don't think they use refrigerators. But it would be possible. Maybe freezers. You know, you just wrap the kid up and, you know, you put him in there and, you know, I don't know, leave a Capri Sun in there with him or something like that. And then close the box and, you know, ship, you know, kids duct tape. I don't know. This is a mystery.
You seem very familiar with the process of shipping at least human bodies of some kind around. Can I ask why you are so familiar with this?
Well, you know, it's just one of those skills you pick up when you go through life.
Now, when you say go through life, there are certain professions, I will assume, that require the knowledge of how to handle a human body, alive and or dead. Have you been in any profession where that was a necessity?
I believe so, yes.
Could you elaborate on that some more?
Because well, yes, I do IT, and I swear, I have customers that are dead.
So what you're saying is that you are actually an IT consultant for the paranormal realm?
No, I'm just thinking they've done something so stupid that they must be dead, that there's no brain function inside their head.
Now, I'm looking at the rest of your resume, but once I get past, you know, the part where it says IT, everything else is just scribbled out and it said fuck it. So what I gather is in your profession as an IT professional, you have accrued a lot of anger and hatred throughout the years, and you would just absolutely love to have a moment of time to take all of that anger out on somebody. Am I wrong?
Oh, you have no idea.
When was the last time you were in physical contact with Campfire Kenny Walls?
Well, it would have to have been last Jefferson.
Did you or did you not have anything to do with the murder of Campfire Kenny Walls?
I did contemplate slipping him a little bit of a Mickey, but I just decided I couldn't do it. I knew that it would cause you pain. And because it would cause you pain, I withheld myself.
What if some of us that are talking on this show right now have masochistic tendencies?
Well, in that case, let me get the zip ties and the 2x4 and
if you were a dog, what kind of dog would you be, and why would you chase a cat?
I'd probably be a retriever, some sort of retriever, short-haired though, not long-haired. And why do I chase a cat? Because I always chase pussy.
That is probably the most offensive line on this show to date.
You're right. I'm sorry. You set it up so beautifully, and I was just like, okay, how can I screw up this question?
Well, minus 5 points for letting us lose the feminist market. You know, Miss Joy sitting in her little nursing home chair might not remember that in 5 minutes, but every single feminist is going to come for your head now.
Oh, what do you think my wife Jennifer's going to do? She's probably going to beat my ass when she hears this show.
You know, that is probably a very, very good assessment, you know.
That's who you should have... That is who you should have had on this show. It wasn't me. It was Jennifer. Her voice alone would have tripled your audience.
So what you're saying is she is a siren.
I'm saying she has the voice of an extraordinarily successful phone sex operator.
What have you looked into as far as phone sex operating and the how it plays out?
What have we actually looked into?
Yes. And the only reason I ask this question is I actually have a friend that used to work for a phone sex hotline. So I know how it works. I've been there while she made calls, which I absolutely hilarious. And I have side stories that I can tell in a second. But I want to know, how far have you actually looked into being a phone sex operator?
Well, honestly, I like to tease her about it, but myself, on the other hand, I pursued it for years, but I could just never find success.
Sometimes there comes a time in a man's life where he has to realize he's not as spry as he once was. What is one way that somebody who is, once again, not as spry as they once were, pick themselves back up and get out on the town?
How to pick themselves up and get back out on the town?
Let's say Mr. Rodriguez over here. He's I don't know, 49, 50 years old. He lives by himself and he just hasn't been feeling himself lately. But one day he goes and he gets a different haircut. He's been getting the same style haircut, you know, the old school bowl cut. But he actually went and got a perm, and he's looking fly. He puts on his three-piece leisure suit, and he's ready to go, and he's going to try to get somebody that night. You know what I mean?
I do.
So what is something that Mr. Rodriguez could do if he ever felt like he wasn't ready or wasn't good enough to go out on the town? What is something he could do to pick himself up and motivate him?
Are you asking how he could find a date?
Well, the answer was Viagra. But
I was going to say, you know, it used to be Craigslist.
You know, and that's actually a real thing. Craigslist used to be a place you could go to find dates, but you can't do that anymore.
No, you cannot.
Actually, I say that you can. You actually can. But it's no longer like that. It's mainly just straight up booty calls now.
No, it's not. I don't believe it is. You got to remember, my job requires me to deal with this kind of crap all the time. And they actually pretty much cut out most of that from Craigslist. If it has the appearance of a booty call, Craigslist will remove it now.
How many times have you had to work on something for someone that you have sat there and actually questioned, what in the actual fuck is this person doing with their life?
Several.
Can you name three that stick out to you and why?
Well, I can't name the customer.
Oh, no, I know that. But just in general, the situation.
Well, there was this one guy who had thousands, and I mean thousands. We're talking like 30 or 40 gigabytes of photos of ostriches.
of ostrich.
All just different ones. Now, there were other photos intermixed of different things. This is just his My Pictures folder, and he literally had thousands of pictures of ostriches. So I don't know if he was an ostrich farmer or not, maybe, but it just was kind of random. And that actually is probably the strangest thing I've seen. You know, I get, you know, oh, I like ostriches. Maybe I'll have 20 pictures, 30 pictures, you know, or something like that. Or, you know, maybe you raise showcase ostriches or something. Maybe you might have a couple of hundred, some of them with a ribbon, you know, or a prize at the state fair. This guy just had totally random pictures of ostriches. It was very, very bizarre.
Allegedly. Did you bring it up to him? Did you say
no? No, he paid me enough money. That's my job, is a confidentiality thing. I don't, you know, you don't talk about what's on someone's thing. And you certainly don't bring it up to them and say, you know, hey, I noticed you've got this ostrich fetish. You know, maybe you ought to go see somebody about that. You know, I mean, you know, no, you just can't really do that. You know, now, conversely, and I'll say this, contrary to popular belief, we don't, computer guys in general, and myself specifically, usually hardly ever find porn.
That is actually surprising.
Because if someone either has a lot of porn on their system, or they got their infection from being on porn, they're usually not going to take it to someone else to get it fixed out of fear that they'll get discovered. And so, you know, you almost never, when you go through cleaning a computer system, it never comes up. You go through the search histories, or, you know, if you're trying to track down how an infection happened, you almost never get anything like that. People are actually really good on their computers more often than you would think. And that's actually kind of been surprisingly enlightening, you know, is how clean some people's computers can be relatively. These people must lead very boring lives.
Now, you're talking about cleaning things, and I want to return to this topic because I actually find it interesting.
Okay.
But I wanted to fact check my Craigslist comment. So I went on Craigslist, and talking about polishing and cleaning.
Yes.
In Winsboro, Texas, this is a Craigslist wanted ad. Pipe polishing. I am looking for nice pipes that need polished around Winsboro. I'm in my mid-30s and clean cut, looking forward to helping drain some pipe. Please include pics of your problem pipes.
Now, just out of curiosity, what heading did you find that under?
Missed connections.
Missed connections?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here.
There's another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one from Sulphur Springs that says, in search of glory holes, please help.
I'm looking at my own here now. Boy, these people are desperate. Here's someone that's just being right out for it. Woman looking for another woman. PVC pipe. The cable guy. I'm not looking in your area. But now, let me witness something to you, okay? Do you see all these ads? You notice not a single one has a photo.
I have at one point, though, seen pictures on here with photos. And I'm not going to say that they ever look like something that I would touch with a 10-foot pole with your dick tied to the end of it with. But there have, and I will say they have cracked down on a lot of these, which leads us to all of these different funny ways to ask for, I don't know what other way to say it other than like a hookup or something of that nature.
I wouldn't do it on Craigslist.
No, I would not either. I have seen the people that use Craigslist.
I would think maybe the only thing that comes to my mind would be Tinder or something like that. But surely, surely there has to be something. Let's see. Over the hill dating. Dating for senior singles. True love is a click away. Dating for men over 50. Chat with single senior women now. Now, you know, I'm in my late 40s. And I am absolutely offended at the idea that someone would consider me senior. I mean, yeah.
Mobile plumber will be in Tyler this afternoon. If anyone wants their pipes unclogged, hit me up. 57 white male.
Well, there are any multitude of apps you could use. The biggest problem, though,
they're
crazy. Well, besides they're all crazy, it's all the same people probably posting on multiple apps.
This is true.
And so, you know, what appears to be several hundred thousand may actually only be 1,000.
Now, going back to where we were before.
Mm-hmm.
What is the next weirdest thing you have ever come across in your profession of IT?
That one was porn. And that one was a bunch of bestiality.
Now, what did you do once you found all of this?
I pretended I didn't see it.
That's a good answer. Now, I know I'm recording this the day after I had the first audition, so I know you haven't heard that audition tape yet. But just know that you get plus points for not shooting down the topic of bestiality.
Dude, our audience is generally a cryptid community audience. You know, I mean, cool. Come on now. This, whether they want to admit it or not, you know, I mean, the running joke in the community is who's going to get tied up in the woods and be used as Bigfoot bait. Come on. It just happens.
And that's a great observation that. And because, I mean, let's be honest, this show, you know, it's really only hitting that specific market right now. It's not like I've advertised it anywhere else that's not the crypto community. But a lot of these people, their profile pictures, a lot of the stuff they post are dog man. You're going to tell me that they're not over there at some point, whether it was once, twice, 59 times, trying to figure out what dog man's dick looks like. And I'm not saying bestiality is not a good thing. I do not condone.
Don't condone it.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there is no topic off limits for this show.
No, there's not.
The first audition, whoever that one lady was, some from Oklahoma. Oh God, I can't even say the word Oklahoma. She did not want to get into the bestiality topic. So.
Well, yes, but if this person is who I think she is, she wants to maintain a certain proper image.
Well, that can be debated. But sometimes it's the hard-hitting questions such as, why are you getting tied to that tree? What in your brain brought you to the point in your life where you just go, you know what? It might be worth it.
When did you decide that you would ultimately be willing to take one for the team?
And as I sit here in my humble abode, and I take time to think about the past episodes of this show, I can't help but notice that ever since a certain episode, we have got more and more focused on the sexuality of cryptids. I believe that my next best bet is to call in a sexual health doctor and get myself checked out, because I'm beginning to believe there is an issue.
You see a repeating theme here?
Yes.
I can diagnose that for you. You just need to get laid.
That's a good point. That's a fair point. You know,
I highly recommend that. That is the doctor's prescription for you. Is, and not just a quick lay. We're talking about one of them all night, bounce off the walls, the chandeliers swinging kind of lays. That's what you need. I highly recommend it. I have yet to ever find where that kind of a situation has not improved someone's life dramatically.
That is 100% true. Have I ever told you the story of the one time I broke my bed frame?
No, but, oh, I can't go into it.
And it was nothing sexual. There was, I mean, it wasn't.
Ours was.
Well.
Go ahead.
This is the part where your wife kills you.
No, she actually probably won't.
No, I had one person that was at my time, my girlfriend. As you know, I like wrestling. And I said something about a power bomb. And she said, what is a power bomb? So I picked her up and I threw her on the bed and it broke the bed frame. That is the whole story behind how I broke that bed.
Oh, God, you gotta live more, son.
Now, I have lost half a tooth doing the...
Now, that is impressive. I haven't done that. That is impressive. I've never broken teeth.
I have actually had to take somebody to Walmart and push them around in a wheelchair afterwards. I have had people walk out and fall down in my living room and just lay there because they could no longer walk. But one thing that I have never done, I can't think of anything. So we're going to move on.
You've never felched a toad.
Which brings us back to the beginning of this show. Campfire Kenny Walls would probably never felch a toad. And probably. I can't blame him, because no sane individual would felch a toad. But I have to ask the question, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, how many rounds should be banned from AR clips?
None.
That is the correct answer. Now, we are going to move on. Sometimes when I go to the bathroom, a little blood comes out. Should I see my local physician?
No. You should go to the local mechanic shop instead.
Let me tell you why that is the correct answer. The physician gives you medicine. The medicine, while it may fix that one problem, will only cause another. A good, trustworthy mechanic will not only fix you, he'll make you hum like brand new. I went in.
Humming right along here.
I went in a Prius and I came out a Charger. They call me Optimus Prime now. And all I know is when I roll out my plans for the rest of the day, everything past the mechanic shop is just a breeze. Therefore, I have quit going to doctors and I exclusively go to my local auto shop. Now, one thing I would not recommend is when they ask if you don't want to use any lube, always accept the lubrication package.
Always get the oil change.
Every time.
I must say, I am so glad this is not a problem that I have.
Now, we know that this audio application is limited to 1 hour of recording, correct? You did read that, right?
Yes.
But you didn't read the rest of it.
Probably not.
Now, if you had to describe your childhood with five words, how would you do it?
I regret the puppet room.
The puppet room.
The puppet room.
What exactly happened in this puppet room that made it so regrettable?
I got caught playing spin the bottle with four girls. That sums up my childhood.
I'm assuming that this was good until the caught part, correct?
Yeah. It was, you know, standard thing. You know, it's just little kid being little kids, you know. Well, not little. We were teenagers.
I was never allowed to play spin the bottle.
Never?
Never.
You led a sheltered life, my friend. I'm sorry.
I really did have a sheltered life, to be honest. Sometimes I look back at my childhood and I wonder why I was so sheltered. But then I look back to myself after I moved to college and I realized why. I've been kicked out of Walmart twice. I've been banned from Facebook Marketplace for 80 days. I have been banned from various Facebook groups. Sometimes the police drive by and look at me side-eyed. But this whole time, I've only had one question on my mind. Why can I not believe it's not butter?
Well, I guess it goes down to consistency. It's just not as creamy once it's warmed up as butter is.
What is your preferred type of butter?
It depends on the use, but generally salted.
Now, what is your favorite kind of bread, and why is it sourdough?
You know, sourdough, just, it's the inside of the sourdough, because I absolutely don't like the crust, but the inside, the actual bread meat of a freshly baked and warm sourdough loaf, lathered up with that salted butter, that's good. That's mighty good.
Now, I know from your resume, it was the only thing that was not completely scratched out, that you are a very, very decent cook. Now, have you ever cooked with duck eggs?
No.
I'm going to have to suggest that if you want to get a very good chance of becoming the co-host for this show, that you cook something with duck eggs and send it to me. Therefore, I can eat it and tell you whether or not you did a good job.
Duck eggs.
Duck eggs are 10 times better than chicken eggs.
I'll consider it.
I'm just saying, once you go towards the duck, you'll never give a fuck. Chicken eggs are inferior to me now ever since I had mashed potatoes and gravy, or chicken fried steak with gravy, duck egg gravy. Make the gravy with duck eggs. Make cake with duck eggs. Make whatever you use eggs with, duck
How
eggs.
How the hell do you make gravy with an egg?
I don't know. I'm not an old white person.
Oh, lordy.
Old white people be making all kinds of gravy with eggs.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Now, they will put chunks of egg into their gravy, especially like hard-boiled egg. Now, that they'll do. But to me, that's an additive. And I don't like chunky gravies. And so I'll admit I don't have a lot of experience with that. I like my smooth, creamy.
This comes out smooth. I've had it many times before. Yes, with an egg.
Hmm. It sounds disturbing.
I think what we have here is really a missed connection, which leads us to our minute of babble. Sometimes you see that woman at Walmart or at the local supermarket, but she doesn't speak English, and you yourself do not speak Spanish. So I'm here without the help of my deceased co-host, Kenny Walls, may he rest in peace, to help you talk to that pretty señorita walking down the aisle. Some might say that when you fall in love at first sight, you have a connection. Now, connection in Spanish is conexión. Can you say that with me, Stephen?
Conexión?
Something like that, yes. Now, this has been a minute of babble, and I want to remind everyone, whenever it's cold outside, bring in a Latina. They'll warm you up. Thank you.
Yes, they will warm you up.
I want you to know that this is the audition tape that gets Logan versus Kenny banned on multiple platforms.
I'm sure you're probably right.
We have exactly, I want to say, 2 minutes left of recording time. What would you like to say to anybody in the audience?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. y'all got to keep it real out there. Don't get caught up in bullshit.
Well, I mean, that's a very solid statement. It is true.
Well, now, you know what? There is a thing I'd like to do, and let's talk about this. As a parting message, let's talk about baby wipes.
God damn it.
Baby wipes will clean your butt in the woods better than anything else. They're biodegradable. They can be buried. They don't hurt anything. And Logan absolutely hates them.
First off, they are not biodegradable in a decent amount of time. Second, if you want swamp ass in the woods, you are going to use baby wipes.
We really need to discuss what goes on with your ass.
Lots of swamp ass if I'm stuck out in the woods with only baby wipes.
I use baby wipes, and I never get swamp ass.
Well, my ass is not always chapped.
My ass is never chapped. Swamp ass is what leads to chapping.
All I know is that baby wipes should be used for their namesake, babies, and not be used by anyone else who has any dignity and wants to remain integral in the presentation of their booty.
I told you then, and I'll tell you now, you take the wipe, you put it on the end of a stick, and you just reach around and shove it up there. That is how you do it. You clean it, and then you bury the stick. I don't know what's so hard about this.
And with that, we are at the end of this audition tape. For myself, and for the ghost, presumably, of Campfire Kenny Walls. And for Stephen James. That's your name. Stephen James. I would like to say, good day, good night, wherever you are. Don't use baby wipes. I will find who killed Kenny.
I'm telling you, it was Chupacabra.
You have no proof.
Chupacabra. And I'm not sure he's dead. It's just in the throes of passion.
We're going to Mexico.